Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, good morning this fine Friday. What do they call this? Black Friday. And I tell you, I was out earlier today just going down the beach. It's beautiful. There's not a cloud in the sky. Matter of fact, I just finished watching the space shuttle land down here in Florida, and it was beautiful to see this. But, man, I'm looking at all the cars. I'm looking at everything. I stopped by and got a cup of coffee at Home Depot and was blown away at the fact that I've never seen lines in Home Depot. I can go in, grab the tools or the supplies I need and check right out. And boy, that was not the way it was today. But so you see a lot of people out there, a lot of smiles, a little bit of frustration. But as I come in this morning to get ready for this show, I'm just totally thankful for what this year has brought so far. I was thankful for yesterday as the family was together, and even though we've been a little bit under the weather and you know, your emotions running high and you snap at each other. Just, it's great to have family in your life and to know what's going on. But let's jump into today. I love doing these shows, especially on the law of connection. You know, if more people would understand what the law of connection is all about, forget about the law of attraction and all this stuff. I mean, it's easy to get all this, but when you finally dig into the one law that keeps it all together, you understand why it works. You understand what's needed. And today we're looking at the part of the law of connection called, how can I build trust in others? And so many times people are grow up, in today's society especially, without a black and white view of life. Everything seems to be in a gray area. There doesn't seem to be any longer a flat out, hey, this is the way things are. These are the essentials. These are the way it is. There is no compromise. People don't seem to get that. Everybody thinks there's a compromise for everything. But one of the things that I've learned a long time ago, and maybe that's why I don't have as many friends on Facebook as other people do. Maybe I don't have as many followers on Twitter. Maybe it's the reason that I don't have as many people over at Facebook and all these other social sites, because I don't go out there just looking for numbers. I don't go out of my way to try to get people to be attracted to me. What I look at is I look at the law of connection. And those people that have decided to be a part of my communities online, those people that decide to be a part of our radio shows, those people that decide to be a part of our blogs, they do so, I think, because they understand that my words and my actions match. And when people's words and actions match, people know they can trust you. And folks, trust is the foundation, truly, for the law of connection. Matter of fact, the trust is the foundation for everything. You can't build influence without trust. And I think that's the key to what we're looking at, and that's the key to what we're looking at today. See, it's all about integrity. It's all about the way people perceive you. And if they perceive you as a person of integrity, a person of ethics, a person of value, a person that walks their talk, doesn't say one thing one day and then change the next, then they understand, okay, that's a person that's worth following. And in a study that was done, and I think it was at UCLA, if I'm not mistaken, it said that integrity is crucial for business and personal success. And over 1,300 senior executives that they interviewed, 71% of them said that integrity was the quality most needed to succeed in business. See, think about that for a second. 71% said that was what was needed, but yet how many times have we seen in current history where companies have failed in the integrity area because of their leadership? And sometimes I think it's because that integrity, people think that ethics are one way at home and in your personal life, and then there's another thing called business ethics, you know, and there's not. You're either ethical or you're not. You either have ethics or you don't. And that's the thing that we're looking at here. You have to be a person of integrity. And let's write down. I'm just going to write down a few things here, I'm going to talk about a few things that I want you to write down. Integrity is about the small things. Now, write that down. Integrity is about the small things. Integrity is important to building relationships, and it's the foundation of which many other qualities for success are built, such as respect, dignity, and trust. You cannot build an organization, you cannot build a business, you can't build anything without integrity. That's the key. And that's the missing link that most people have when they wonder, why is my business not growing? Why do people keep leaving me? Why do I have such a high attrition rate? See, I'll never forget, about 4 years ago, I was approached by a gentleman that now has become a very, very close friend. At that time, we knew each other through a third party. We started talking, we started chatting about our futures, and he invited me to be part of his company. And as we started down that road, it was a 9-month journey. We started down the road to see if that company and I were a fit. One of the calls that we had was with the CEO and president of that company. And as we were talking, they started talking about they were looking for big hitters in MLM, and they wanted giant leaders in MLM, and they wanted people that could grow. And I finally stopped them and said, then I'm not the right person. And they said, oh, you come with all these credentials. You come with all these people that respect you. I said, I'm not that person. I said, see, I don't attract a lot of people to me. My whole focus, my whole demeanor is one of straightforwardness. It goes back to a song that a country music singer wrote many years ago by the name of Aaron Tippin that said, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. I said, I'm very, very straightforward on my opinions. I'm very straightforward on where I fall. And not a lot of people will be attracted to that, but I can promise you one thing. The people that I personally bring into this company will stick. If I decide to join your company, they will be with me for the long haul. Not saying that some people won't disappear, but I'm going to tell you that over 80 to 90% of the people that we bring into the business will be with us in the end. So as long as you've got a good service and a good product, if we decide this is our home, we'll stick. And that has rung true. Now, we have been blessed, don't get me wrong, to have some leaders on our team that literally have become some of the largest organizations because they've been able to go out there and do the same thing. It was a duplicated process. A bunch of little people doing a lot of stuff. But, folks, it was all about integrity. And to this day, I'm not the one that has recruited the most people into that company. We just had the ones that stuck. And when you have people that stick, you just automatically become big. And that's the way you want it. You want to be able to have integrity in those small things. We never went out there in our company, and I'm using this as an example. We never went out there and we hyped anything. We never went out and pretended you're going to make more money than you would. We never went out there and pretended that it was get rich quick. We never went out and pretended that, hey, we'll do it for you. Just come in and let us do that. We never did that. Matter of fact, it was just the opposite. Every training call we had, we were very, very straightforward. This would be the hardest thing you ever did, but it would be the most satisfactory, it would be the most rewarding, and down the road, you're going to look back and you're going to realize you've left a financial legacy for your family. We built with integrity. If you build with integrity, then any time that you step up and stumble, if you fall, if you have a... People will respect that, they will understand that, and they will hang forward because they know that that's a mistake. It's not a lifestyle. See, that's the key. We all are going to stumble. We're all going to fall. Nobody's perfect. We're going to lead a team down a direction and realize it was the wrong direction and have to change paths. But when you lead with integrity, when you're authentic, when you're transparent, when you tell people what you think and people know that when you're wrong, you admit it, that is what builds trust. I get emails constantly from people that listen to Jim Gilhouse. They listen to Mark Layton. You know, they'll hear them on a training call, and they'll email and say, man, I just heard these guys. Troy, thanks for turning this on to them. Are they for real? Are they legit? I said, yeah, man, what you hear is what you get. There's no pretense here. You know, these are guys that have done it by the school of hard knocks. So listen and learn. See, that's the key. Integrity is an inside job. Let me say that again. Integrity is an inside job. I think one of the reasons that most people struggle with integrity issues is that they tend to look outside themselves to explain any deficiency in their character. And see, it's kind of like an iceberg. And Tim Elmore, who's a good friend of mine, runs a nonprofit organization out of Atlanta for young leaders, teenagers, and college kids. He has an analogy that he uses in what he called habitudes. And we may do a training on that in the near future. But if you picture an iceberg floating in water, as a matter of fact, I think Successories now has made a beautiful picture of this. You see that 90% of the iceberg is underwater, and only 10% is above the surface. Folks, our integrity is the same way. 90% of it's on the inside, 10% of it's on the outside. So if you're looking for outside influence to tell you if you're a person of ethics or a person of character, then I would have to question your ethics and your character. See, people of ethics, people of character, people that have integrity don't have to ask people if they're a person of integrity. It comes from the inside. And if you're asking that question, then there's probably some flaws that you need to talk about. That's the key. Now, let's stay on this subject for a second. If integrity is an inside job, there's some things here that you can do that you might want to look at. Things that you can think of. Number one, integrity is not determined by the circumstances. Your integrity will not change based on the circumstances that you're in. When you're with your wife, you're the most loyal, loving, beautiful husband. But then when you go on a business trip, you end up at every massage parlor and strip club in the city. No, it doesn't work that way. You either love your wife unconditionally, you're either faithful to your wife unconditionally, or you're not. It's that plain and simple. Now, I'm not trying to throw my morals on anybody else. I'm using this as a really good example. And in today's society, you guys have heard me talk about some of the stupid commercials I see out there where people, you know, the society, I guess you could say, is trying to make it look like it's okay to have affairs. You don't have to get divorced. Well, that irks me. Okay. Now, what's true is that our upbringing and our circumstances can affect who we are, especially when we're young. I grew up in a family that violence meant power. The more powerful you were, usually the more violent you were. The more violent you were, the more power that you earned. And I grew up in that culture. It wasn't until I started becoming a young teen that I understood that was not the truth. But yet there's still people today that believe violence, physical aggression, brings power. You have to work through some of your upbringings. You cannot let your circumstances be the excuse. You have to take responsibility for your character. You have to look in the mirror and look at who you truly are. The second thing, integrity is not based on credentials. It's not based on circumstances, and it's not based on credentials. The value of the work is going to be in proportion to the skills, but the skills does not mean that person has integrity. It doesn't mean they have character. The quality of a person and his work give value to his credentials, not to his integrity. And those are things to think about. Just because somebody has the credentials doesn't mean they're an ethical person. Bernie Madoff comes to mind right off the bat. Most current person had all the credentials in the world. Was one of the worst when it came to character, when it came to integrity, when it came to ethics. See, that's the key. Those are things that you have to think about. A third thing that you might want to look at. Integrity is not to be confused with reputation. Integrity is not to be confused with reputation. Now, I think, again, we can go back to Bernie Madoff here. His reputation preceded him. I'll use another one, and this could be a controversial analogy that I'm going to use, but I think it's good. During the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, Rock Hudson was known as a woman's man. I mean, he was the debonair, suave, good-looking. Every woman said, now, if my husband could just be like him. But then in the 80s, it came out that he was gay. See, his reputation was one thing. His lifestyle was another. Not disallowing his lifestyle. What I'm showing here is that reputation preceded the truth. So don't let your integrity, or don't let your reputation be confused with your integrity. You could be known on the surface as a reputable person. But remember, only 10% of your integrity is on the surface. It's that other 90% that nobody sees. And I could show you case study after case study after case study of this same thing. I could show you people in my original town that I grew up in that were some of the most respected people in the city. But yet underneath, they also controlled one of the most notorious organized crime syndicates in the Midwest. Do not let reputation be confused with your integrity. You have to dig deep. See, a good reputation exists because it's a reflection of the person's character most of the time. Bernie Madoff had a wonderful reputation, and people thought it was his character because he was able to hide the true self. See, that's the key. That's why people get so confused and so hurt. And then they become so angry, and then they want somebody to do something about it. When a person's reputation caused them to think that they were a better person than they are. You ever think about, think about this. Why is it that we get so upset when we hear stories of child abuse, of pedophiles taking advantage of kids? We know that kids are innocent. We know that kids are pure. And all of a sudden, we'll see where a school teacher, male or female, or a neighbor, or an aunt, or an uncle, or a mom, or a dad has abused a child. And all of a sudden, we realize, based on the reputation of the way mothers are supposed to be, and fathers are supposed to be, and school teachers are supposed to be, we get all freaked out. And rightfully so. But yet, when we look at society, we see where society really promote some of this stuff, and all of a sudden we realize that the reputation and the character, all of a sudden we understand that the integrity and the lack of integrity, that it's a skewed line, that all of a sudden it's become a gray area because nobody has absolutes anymore. Nobody says this is absolutely the way it's supposed to be. Instead, we want to live in a society where we don't have to worry about integrity. We don't have to worry about character. We can sit here and we can say, well, it's subjective based on what you believe. And folks, sometimes that's true. But sometimes it's not. They're all laws. And the law of connection says that integrity matters. If you're going to build trust with people and you want to take your whole success as a person and as a business to the next level, then I think there's 10 little things here that you need to think about, because they'll help you as you measure your own integrity. Number one, how well do you treat people if you don't gain anything at all? How well do you treat people if you don't gain anything at all? Number two, are you transparent with others? Very important. Are you transparent with others? Number three, do you role play based on the person you're with? Do you change roles based on that person? Number four, are you the same person in the spotlight as you are when you're alone? It goes back to the iceberg analogy. Number five, do you quickly admit wrongdoing without being pressed to do so? That's very important. Number six, do you put people ahead of your own personal agenda? Number seven, do you have an unchanging standard for moral decisions, or do circumstances determine your choice? Now, these are things you got to ponder. You're going to go back and think about it. Number eight, do you make difficult decisions even when they have a personal cost attached to them? See, that's important. Number nine, when you say something, when you have something to say about people, do you talk to them or about them? Now, that's important. When you have something to say about people, do you talk to them or about them? And number 10, are you accountable to at least one other person for what you think, say, and do? See, now I hold myself accountable to the world. Almost everything I do is published on a blog, either personally or in business. My 19-year-old holds me accountable to stuff in business privately. My wife holds me accountable to stuff in my personal life. But I put myself out there as a transparent, open book because I don't ever want to be, I don't ever want to end up in a position where I'm acting one way and doing something else. Integrity is your best friend. And this is important, guys. It will never betray you or put you in a compromising position. It will keep your priorities right. And when you're tempted to take shortcuts, it helps you to stay on the right course. When others criticize you unfairly, it helps to keep you going and take the high road of not striking back. And when others' criticism is valid, integrity helps you to accept what they say, learn from it, and keep growing. Now, see, I think that's powerful, and there's many times, if y'all have followed any of my videos or writings, you'll see when I make a mistake, I'm the first to admit it. As soon as I see the facts, as soon as I realize I was wrong, man, I'll go out of my way to make it right. That's powerful. You have to do that if you're going to be a person of integrity. See, I believe that everybody can become a person of integrity. And if you truly want to build trust with other people, then you have to become the person of integrity that you want to become. See, in the end, you can bend your actions to conform to your principles, or you can bend your principles to conform to your actions. Let me say that again. In the end, you can either bend your actions to conform to your principles, or you can bend your principles to conform to your actions. See, I'm a firm believer that there's certain decisions that you make before they ever happen. One in Paige and I's life is divorce is out of the question, period. So with that already being an absolute, we never bring it up. We never talk about it. Never our frustrations, our fights, our disagreements never get to that far. We always find a way to figure it out. Another area that I have is I don't compromise on the way of business. I won't go into a business just because somebody tells me it's great money. We can make money fast. With me, it's never been about that. It's been about the leaders. It's been about the product. Then comes the compensation plan, not the other way around. If I can backtrack the leaders and find where they're people of integrity, if I can backtrack the leaders and find out where they had flaws and they fixed them, and then I see they have a product or a service that fills a need, a void in the American people, then I'm there. Then I look at the comp plan. Comp plan is always the third place for me. You have to be able to be a person of integrity. You cannot let your actions be bent to conform to your circumstances. I'll tell you another one that was very hard for me. My son was on the run for almost 3 years from the law. Numerous felony convictions, and he had two or three different legal people from different states after him. I truly wanted to see him, but because of my stance of not putting my family into harm and possibly being charged for harboring a known fugitive. I had to tell him, I want to see you, but the only way I can see you is if you'll stand up for what you're supposed to stand up for, pay the price, and let's get restarted. For many, almost a year, he was within a short hour's drive, but yet we never saw each other. Yet there's other people in my family that although they call themselves law-abiding citizens, they always find excuses for his actions. They always empower him to continue down the destructive path that he was on. You cannot do that, folks. In the end, your actions, you can bend to your actions or you can conform to your principles. To become a person of integrity, you need to go back to the fundamentals. You may have to make some tough choices, but they'll be worth it. You have to do this. Now listen, this is the key to today's call. You have to commit yourself to honesty, reliability, and confidentiality if you're going to be a person of integrity. Integrity begins with a specific, conclusive decision, no matter what the subject. Integrity begins with a specific, conclusive decision. I know for a fact I do not want myself to be put in a position of temptation to have an affair on my wife, so I'm not going to show up in places or be with females that will be seen or could lead to compromising positions. I know that in advance. Yet I have friends that when their wife's at home and they're out on business trips, they're at MLM conventions, they're whatever, that don't matter to them. Obviously, we don't hang around very much. Guys, listen to this again. Commit yourself to honesty, reliability, and confidentiality. Because integrity begins with a specific, conclusive decision. That's just the way it is. If you haven't made the decision in advance, then how do you know how you're going to react when the temptation is there? You don't. That's when you can fall. You got to decide ahead of time that you don't have a price. You've got to decide ahead of time that your integrity is priceless to you. Not about the money. I don't care what anybody tells you. Not everybody can be bought. And there's numerous times that I've done blog posts. And the price tag to remove those blog posts because of how big our community is now has been quite rewarding. But the truth still prevails. And that's the key in the end. You have to stand for what's right. You have to be a person of integrity. Each day, do what you should do before what you want to do. Let me say that again. Each day, do what you should do before what you want to do. Folks, when you do this, when you focus on integrity, when you look deep inside, listen to this archived show, download it. But when you do this, I guarantee you, you'll be on the track. You'll be on the right move of being able to master the law of connection and to build trust with other people. I want you all to be with us this afternoon. Aces Radio Live, 5 p.m. Central. Jim Gilhouse and myself will be on today. It's going to be a powerful show. We're going to have a fun show the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday. We'll be back here Monday morning. Radio for Your Mind. We're going to be talking about what is my most important relationship? Now that's going to be a good one. What is your most important relationship? I think you're going to be very surprised at this. So go into the weekend. Focus on what you need to do to change. Focus on what you need to strengthen to become that person of integrity, to take the law of connection and master it, so that you can start to build those relationships or mend the relationships in your life that need to be mended. Folks, we love you. You have an awesome day. Live life like it's an adventure. We'll see you at the top. See you on Aces Radio Live in just a few hours. Bye now.